Thank you.
We have the Perek of Dal and Mishnah Yud Zayin. We have to do the Rav. We didn't do the Rav.
Right.
Rav says, Shlosh Kuba Sayin Mechu Mechu Otz Mechu Beged Yashan Ubaloi. A Beged Yashan Ubaloi, a Beged that's old and worn out. That's Beged, that's an old Beged. Shetullah Al Briya. What Shetullah Ya Kimo Shetullah Om Loshan Tilai? It's a patch. Al Gabi Tilai. Kloima Shesam Hayishana Tilai Al Hachadosh. You put the old one on the new one. Okay, so you did it as a patch. You made the old one as a patch on the new one, right? So you took over here the old one. You put the old one in the new one. The old one now has been inserted into the new. So when you put the old into the new, it means you made it as a patch. We follow the Berea. Donin oisa kidin haberia, like the strong one. Im tameya tameya. Im tara tohara. Whatever the status of the strong one is, that's what halacha status of this one. This one is tar tar tami tami. Good. Ketan al hagadola bein shtehen mihu hohos. Whether both of them, the ketan and the gadola, whether both of them are weak. Excuse me. Bein shteim b'riyos. Holchem achar hagadoyla v'im hagadoyla nekuva. And if the gadoyla is nekuva, you see in this picture, it's nekuva as a whole. Mm-hmm. It's perforated. Kimot seirima, like the size of a pomegranate. Shebishavira. Zokizo. A breach like this, nitara. Gam haketana hamuchaberis. The small one that is attached to it. Also ima atohaira. Afal pishri shlema. Because we follow, even if the inner one is shlema, why? Because gamma katana b'tim chosim b'torah alav b'yishayig shlema. Why? Because we follow the gedolah. It becomes tuffled when you have a small one and a large one.
But it's not worn out. Usually, the bigger one is worn out.
No, it doesn't make them going into the new case. This is a new case, right? One is large, one is small, and you put the small and the large one.
But they're not worn out, right?
They're not worn out. Either they're both worn out, or neither of the two are worn out. Uh-huh. And we put the smaller one and the larger one, so the small becomes bottled to the larger one. If the large one is tar, why would the large one be tar? So he explains because in a situation where it's perforated, where there's a hole that's large in size, every most large one is tar. So now you put the small and the large one, so it becomes bottled. And if the larger one is shlema, and it's the larger one is shlema, and it's mekabelas tuma, afa katana hamuchaberesim atmeya, so the katana is also tmeya. Afal pi sheinakuva kimoitzerim, and even though it's abeim hagadola shlema, if the large one is complete and the smaller one is breached. The small one that goes in the large one is going to be Tameya. Even though the Ketana, we have a situation where the Ketana has a breach. We follow the Pnimis. Im Tameya Pnimis, Tameya Chitzon, Pnimis Tara. We follow the. Wait, what's going on over here? We follow the larger one. And let's say Abi Shehi v'Magdila Shlema, if the Gedolah Shlema, the Harayim Mechabelas Tuma, Afakatana Hamuchaberes Ima Tumeya, the smaller one's going to be Tumeya. Afal Pishi Nikuva, even though the smaller one is going to be, let's say the smaller one inside is perforated, Kimotsu, even doesn't make a difference. It does not make a difference. Now, then we go to the next case. The next case was Holcha Hapnimis means where they're both Shavas. Hoyu Shavas is Holcha Nach Hapnimis. That's why I got confused. If the two of them are exactly the same, we follow the inner one. Im Tmei Hapnimis, Tmei Hachitzon, Vim Hapnimis Torah, Hachitzon, Hachitzon, Nami, Tahoira. Okay?
Good.
Rabbi Shimon says, Afkos Maznaim. Now we go to the case, we have a piece of metal, plate of metal from a scale, and we put it into the pot. The Fidushe Milsa the Tanakama cause it's coming to explain is coming from Tanakama. Or the Kaf Moznaim Shomatechas Tameya, we're dealing over here with a plate of metal that is Tameya. This is Tameya and the Patsa Tahira. Dim Hatala Bintachtis HaMecham Libifnim. If this plate is put inside the Mecham on the inside, then Tame HaMecham, the Mecham becomes Tame. Dim Tulam Bechut, if you put this piece of metal on the outside, then Tar Mecham, the Mecham is Tar. Teloya al tzida. We put this piece of metal on the side. al tzida shehid bekatlay al dafnei samecham loy betachtisai. We did not put the piece of metal on the bottom, but rather we put the piece of metal on the side. On the side, either on the outside or on the inside, then baby b'chutz mebefnim tohar. So yes, it does not make a difference where you put the piece of metal. Either on the outside or the inside, it does not make a difference. When you put the piece of metal on the side, it is automatically tohara. Automatically tohara, it does not become an ikar. Umaskana the kula perikin, and this is the maskana kula perikin. The time of the kula tamei midrash. Now here he's going. He's telling the new. So this now he's going off on a whole tangent over here. Umaskana the kula perikin. This is the end of this mission, of this parak. This is the end of parak of Dalid. The time of the kula tamei midras, the time of tamei tamei, the time of the kulam, who to call dover. We learned over here many mishnayos. Right, we learned over here many mishnayos. Look at this, all the way. Look how many mishnayos we learned over here. Look at the whole parak. Look at this parak. Shalosh trisin. There are three trisin, three shields.
Right.
Shalosh agolos.
Correct.
Three wagons.
There are a lot of threes, you mean.
Shalosh arevos. Three paths. Shalosh tevos. Shlosha tarbusin.
Oh, three is the one number.
Everything is shalosh basisos. The whole Mishnah, there are always three. One is tamei tumas midras. One is tamei tumas meis. And the third is tahara miklum. So now we're chashing over all the Mishnah. Umaskan the kula perikin, the time of the kula tamei midras, the time of the tamei meis, the time of kulam homurakan, who the cold of a haroi lechshiva. What is the yisoid? What is the yisoid?
What is it?
The yisoid is any time the cold of haroi lechshiva.
You can sit on it.
You can sit it. Vehu shiye also lechshiva or liyishiva or lihishana love. Whether it's meant for lying down, whether it's meant for sitting, whether it's meant for leaning. Okay, three things. Either you lie flat,
lie,
horizontal,
sit,
or you sit. Or you lean, then the rule is tamei midras. You become tamei midras. Levad imhu kli cheres, unless it's a kli cheres. Unless a kli cheres, the ainu mitamei midras. A kli cheres is not mitamei midras. If it's an earthenware, even if an earthenware is meant for sitting down upon, like an earthenware utensil, I mean it's meant, an earthenware bed. Isn't it amazing to have an earthenware bed?
Yeah,
a bed made out of clay. You like to have a bed made out of porcelain?
No.
Porcelain bed. Oh, you know what the nafkamina is? A porcelain asla. That's people have that. Think about that. Talk an asla. Asla is made from earthenware.
Okay, I've never
seen. So an asla, what do you mean? Never seen. The whole world. The ganze Welt. Toilets. What are toilets made from?
I thought you meant bed.
Asla. What's an asla? Asla is a toilet.
Oh, the famous case is a toilet.
Now let's talk about modern day, 21st century. What does the whole world have for as a toilet?
Porcelain.
What is it made from?
Porcelain.
Is it from porcelain?
Porcelain.
Porcelain is earth. So, and what is a toilet made to sit down upon?
Correct.
I don't mean as a joke. I mean seriously.
I know you.
So lechayra, it should be tamei tumas midras. So there's incredible chiddush. All toilets in the whole world are tar, because anything that's, even though it's meant for sitting, but if it's kli cheres, it's tar. Is that an amazing thing?
Is that the reason why they make it a cheres?
Maybe that's the hashgacha pratis. Is that since it's one of the only things in the world that's really meant for sitting, mamash is less than the public. Isn't that amazing? You say it. It's what it says over here. It's very hot in here. Are you out of your mind? It's cold in here. It's so cold. What are you talking about that it's hot? Okay, now who wrote she? For who she? The color of the shiva. For who she? Also the shiva.
The
vadim who kli cheres. Okay. Cheres. The inu mitam midras. Tam mitam mitzochi alfinu mimikur. So it says the ish asher yiga b'mishkavoi. Makish mishkavlo. We compare the mishkavloi. Mahu sheye. Mahu sheyesh loy tar b'mikva. Af mishkavu sheyesh loy tar b'mikva. Yosik li cheres ein loy tar b'mikva. A kli cheres by definition something which is not tar b'mikva. Kli cheres becomes tamei. What do you do with it?
A kli cheres.
You break it. So therefore, in order for a kli cheres to become tamei b'tumas mishkav, when the Torah talks about tumas, it compares to the person requires tahara b'mikva. So the kli cheres requires tahara b'mikva. It's impossible to put the kli cheres b'mikva. A kli cheres becomes tamei. The only way you can mitar this
is
doesn't work. That's gzeiras hakasav.
The
chol kli cheres yishaver. You have to destroy it.
Okay.
So since when it comes to the laws of mishkav, no such thing. Therefore, kli cheres can never become tamei b'tumas Mishkav. Okay, it's a very important yisod. Did you know that?
Yeah.
It was kedai to come today to learn this yisod.
It's an old yisod.
That a kli cheres cannot become tomei tomei mishkav because of this is hekesh. The amapots. Amapots means a mat also the shliva. After even though she'in boi tahar b'mikva, the siv kol kli asher ye'osem melacha b'chem b'mayim yuva. The high lav klihu a mapat mikamokam tome midras. It's a mat. So a mat is not a kli. It's just a pshuta kliates. So this in the kash. So why then do we have a principle that a mapat has potential to be a tome tumas midras, but a mapat has no tahara b'mikva? The high lav klihu mikamokam tome midras. The marbin lotz gzeres hakasif. As we would read the mikra, the siv kol hanishkaf. The word kol is coming kimari even a mapat. Kol rabbi is a mapat. You cut it. You got to cut it into strips. It's less than the size of 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. Okay, so we have over here a mapot, and we have over here a moishav and a chair. So if it's a chair. A chair of cheres, it's tohor, it's not even shaykh to become. But a mapot is a mat that you lie down upon, that we make drush or coal to be marbe. Now we're to klei avonim, klei galalim, klei adama, tohor miklum, there's no tumor whatsoever. V'chein davar haba min hayam, comes from the sea. Tar v'chliyetz haba b'mida, a piece of wood, a chliyetz that's very, very large. Shemachzik arboim sub, alach shehem b'tchem yavesh, nami tar miklum l'fi shehem b'tal t'molei. So that's made a wooden utensil, which normally is, if it's very, very large, it's more than 40 saw. If it's larger than 40 saw.
Yeah.
Right, so it cannot be mitalta moli v'reikon. We had this many, many times.
True.
V'chei dover she'ein olav taras kli, o she'yesh loy taras kli, does not look like a kli. O she'yesh taras kli, v'ein v'shamish adam, v'ein ella v'shamish v'shamshav tar. It's not v'shamish min, it's v'shamish a person, it's v'shamshim. We're going, tarbus shel zesim. Remember that thing we had, that tarbus, that mat that is used to crush olives. Umapot shel gitois, or a sheet that you spread upon the grapes or the olives in the wine press or in the olive press. The sudden shell tsuros, a sheet that you use to as a guide to make images on the wall, to paint. A painter needs a guide to what to paint. Because they're not used for man. They're used for the things that serve man. The wall serves man. And this is a guide. So it's two steps removed. The olives serve man. This sheet serves the olives. So it's a mishamish for a mishamish. So a mishamish for a mishamish is also tohar miklum. Okay, so maybe you just want to chaz again. It's very complicated. A lot of you say this.
If you want, it's up to you. If you
let's do it again. Yes, I want you. Why not?
I know you like the chaz. Go ahead.
Why not? It's not for me. It's for you.
Okay.
This world is not about me.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not allowed to say the word I.
Okay.
If you ever find yourself saying the word I, you know that you're in trouble.
I.
It's about you. You, not about I. Never say I. Me.
The me generation.
Me.
Very good. Levine, on tires. Go ahead.
What is this over here about this cleat? Let's see over here. He goes, Chaz the Gan Zach. Umaskana, look at these very holy words. Umaskana the Kula Perik. And this is the maskana, this is the conclusion.
This is it.
The conclusion of this perik.
Yeah.
The time of the Kula, the time, the reason, the Kula Tami Midras. What's the logic? Why all of the we went to over here on the Mishnais? What was the total number of the Mishnais? 17. That's a big number. 17 Mishnais in this perik. What's, and all of them have in common, they tell us about three things. Number one is Tamei Tumas Midras. Number two is Tamei Tumas Meis. Number three is Tamei Kulam. So what's the Lodge? The Lodge is the time of the Kula Kula Perikun, the time of the Kula Tamei Midras, the Tamei Tumas Meis, the Tamei Kulam. Three Sodas. Midras, Tamei Meis, Tamei Kulam. Hamur Khan, who? The Kula of Haroi Lishuvi, any that is right for sitting. If it's meant to sit down, what is? How do we define sitting? We have defined sitting in three different concepts. Number one is v'hu sheyei osu l'shchiva, lying down,
correct,
flat, horizontal,
sitting.
Oy l'yeshiva sitting, oy l'hishoein alav leaning. All of these things are tamei midras. Levad, exceptions. Not every single thing that you sit down upon is tamei. What is the exception? The thing that you sit down upon is a kli cheres. If the thing that you're sitting down upon is cheres, it's not tar, it's not tame. This chair, what is this chair made out of? What is this material? Could be this tar also. What is the material that we were sitting on?
What is this, wood?
I don't think it's wood. It's not wood. What is this? I have no idea. What?
It's like a formica, no?
What's a formica? What is that?
Type of wood.
Wood? This is wood?
Huh?
I don't think so.
I think so.
This is not wood. What is this? What is this? Maze? You don't even know what he's sitting down upon. What? These are very expensive chairs. How much these chairs cost?
Over $100.
More already, probably about $250 a chair.
Okay, we'll find out another time.
Okay, levad imu kli cheres. If what you're sitting down upon is cheres, the enay mitame midras. Why not? Gzeres hakasav.
Right.
What's the gzeres hakasav? Tiyachi alfil mikrod l'sivi ish asher yiga b'mish govoy.
Correct.
It says mish, doesn't say ish asher yiga b'mishkov.
Right.
It could have said ish asher yiga b'mishkov. Why did it say b'mishkovoy?
Very good.
The pasuk is comparing makish mishkov mishkovoy loy. The pasuk is comparing the chair to the person.
Correct.
To the one, the occupier.
Right.
The one that is yoshev al hakisei.
Right.
Just like a human being has potential to immerse in the mikvah. Af mishkova sheyesh lo tar b'mikvah. Yotze klicheres she'ein lo tar b'mikvah. Klicheres is no tar b'mikvah. If klicheres becomes tar, what does the Torah say? What do you do with it? How do you cleanse the tumah from a klicheres? What's the solution?
Break it.
You break it. So there's no tahara. The male is not tahara, therefore it's not mishkavoy. The male is no din tumas mishkav when it comes to a klicheres.
But how do you learn that out from a person?
It says b'mishkavoy. The pasuk could have said b'mishkav, and it says b'mishkavoy. So the pasuk is comparing the chair to the person. The chair must have equal potential, must be similar to the person. Just like the person, you can remove the tumah without breaking him. You put the person in the mikvah. He's not broken. He's the same person before and after. And the tumah has departed. Likewise, the chair, you have to have potential to remove the tumah without destroying it.
So you're saying any other chair except for the one that's
any chair,
earthenware chair,
yeah,
you can put into a mikvah.
Of course,
I just want to know.
Of course,
I saw people bringing kalim to.
You never saw someone bring chairs to the mikvah. No. Well, we don't live in a generation where it's nogea.
So
right, but if there was a Beis HaMikdash,
they'd be bringing chairs.
They're bringing chairs, tables. Could you imagine what it looked like?
That'd be crazy.
What, even a woman would have her own house. When a woman was in Nida, she went into a different house. You'd have to have two houses for your wife.
We thought things were expensive nowadays. So.
You have to have... Okay, so that's the little bit of a map. It's a new category, another unique situation. A map, it's a mat. So now he's asking a question. A mat is something which has no tahara. A mat has, why does a mat not have tahara?
That's a good question.
Because it's not called a kli. The only thing which has tahara of a mapatz, ha'asu l'shchiva, which is made for lying a mattress. I lie down upon a mapatz, a mat. Is the mat become tamei mishkav? Yes. Skash is why? Why should the mat become tamei? Afal pi shem loy tahara b'mikvah, but a mat does not have a mikvah. Because this is in the pasuk. This is kolash kli asher yaseh melacha bohem b'mayim yuva v'hai lav kli. Who it's not called a kli. So the question there is, therefore, is it a mapatz l'chayru? According to the rule, should not be tahar, should not become a moishav, because we just finished learning that in order to become a moishav, you have to have potential to become tahar through putting in the mikvah, and a mapatz has no tahar b'mikvah. So l'chayru mapatz should not become a mishkav, and yet the halach is a mapatz. Is a mishkav. How do we understand that? How could the halacha be? How could the accepted halacha be that a mapatz is a tamei mishkav when a mapatz cannot become Torah in the mikvah? So he comes to say, you're right. You got me. It's a good kasha. And the only reason why this is true is because it's nothing more than a gezeres hakasav. The Torah said otherwise. Good?
Good.
It says in the pasuk, "Makom tamei midras demarbinan lo mikra." We are marked for the citizens of the pasuk called mishkav. Call the word kol, the rabbis es hamapatz. The word kol is coming to be marbe Amapats. The rabbi is Amapats. The Ein Lei Tar, there's no Tara. Now he just says, how do we tell the Amapats? The only way we can tell the Amapats is by cutting it into little pieces. Ein Lei Tara, Ad Sheyachatech V'yishar Mimenu Pachos Mishish Al Shisha, until you cut it into little pieces, 6x6. Pachos less than 6x6. Kemapots, that's the shear. You're a dafyomi man, you know this. The Gemara says every so often that in order to the mapots become tall, you have to make it to size less than a 6x6 tefachim.
You just said it.
Okay. What about avonim? Uchle avonim. Let's say we have a tree made from stone. You ever have any of those? It's not stone.
No.
Uchle avonim. Uchle glolim.
No.
What's glolim? Glolim means either excrement or means marble. Glolim means marble. Uchle adam or earth. A chair made from earth. These are tahorim miklum. There's no tumor whatsoever. Anything which comes from the ocean. Okay, the ocean floor. Fish.
Okay.
Fish chair. V'chol kli'etz. What about kli'etz? That's very another halacha. Let's say even if it's made from wood, but it's very large. It's super large. It's more than 40 sablach. V'kli'etz above the midah. Shemachzik arboim sablach. Shem kriyam yavesh. Shnah mitam miklum. L'fi shem mitatam holi. V'chol dav shem mitam ela toras kli. Eid sheyesh lo toras kli. Ve'ed v'sham shkadam ela. Another halacha. Oy. Behold, of a shame, all of Taras Kli, Oshayesha Taras Kli, even though there's a Taras Kli, but the Enoi Mishamshe, although it's not meant to serve man, Ella Mishamshe Mishamshe, it's meant to serve man's servants. Okay, people, they are servants, and they're servants. Then Tohar is Targon, for example, Tarbush Shel Zaysim. Tarbush means it means a tray. It means something that you crush the Zaysim upon. Umapot Shel Gisais, or mat that you cover the grapes or the olives in the wine press or in the olive press. Or the Sadin Shel Tsuros, Sadin, a sheet that you use as a diagram to paint pictures, right? Suddenly use a diagram to paint pictures. All of these things we learned all these things in the previous Mishnayos. These things are not considered utensils. Shel Misham Shel Adam of Misham Shel. These are utensils that serve man's servants. They do not directly serve man. They serve something which serves man. They're one step removed from man. Okay, they're one step removed from him. They're not. They're servants. They're servants of man. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that concludes. Let's conclude the mission. Let's nachazel the mission inside. Let's see the mission. So one more time. Shalosh kupos hand. There are three different types of boxes. Boxes. Number one is mechuha shetiloya al habiria. The word tiloya means a patch, will means weak. So in this case, it means we have here a kupa, and the kupa here is mehuha. How do we see that it's mehuha? Because it has become tall. It has become tall and thin. It has become tall,
right.
And
tall and thin. It's just not like man becomes fat,
short and fat, as he ages.
Mm-hmm.
As he ages, a basket becomes tall and thin. But in this case, it's not becoming thin, because we still have to put the bori inside. Or whatever it is, it becomes loose. It loosens. When it loosens, it expands. So this is the mehuha, and we put the mehuha, we put shetaloya ala bria, we put the mehuha in the bria. It's tall and thin. You're right, it's tall and thin. Right. That's why, because it's thin, we're able to put in the bori. The bori is short and wide, and we put the mehuha in the bori. We put this in this, because this is tall and thin, exactly. Right, so we put this in this. So what is the law? Is which one is the ikur, which one is the tofel? Along comes that the bari, the outer one, is the ikur, and the mela, whatever ritual status this has, it will automatically extend to this one. If this is tar, this is tameh. How could this be tar? How in the world, why would this be tar? Because it's perforated. It has the whole size of a moitzei rimayin.
Okay.
So automatically, the one that's inside becomes tar.
Why can't it just be stamas or tar?
You're right, also can be tar. In Achnami, I don't know, he gave an example. I don't know why, he gave an example. Shetoloya ala bari, holkan achar habiria. We follow the bari, the outside. Now, new example. Let's say we have a katana and a gedoyla. Katana al gedoyla. We put the katana, the small one, in the gedoyla. So the katana now is subsumed. It is concealed. It is swallowed. Swallowed in the gedoyla. Katana al gedoyla. Holk we follow achar ha gedoyla. Whatever status the gedoyla has, that goes to one achar to the katana. Ha yushavos. Let's say they were of equal stature. Holk we follow achar ha primus. We follow the inner one. If the inner one is whatever status itar, Adam one is tar. Anyone is tummy, Adam one is tummy. Rabbi Shimon Amr Shimon says, "Knu halacha kaf mos nine shetiloya al shulei hamecham." We have a plate of metal, and the plate of metal is tummy, and we have a mecham, a pot, and the pot is tar, and we put this plate of metal inside. So we can put one in three places: either put it inside
or
outside, on the side, inside, outside. Four places. Rabbi Shimon Amr Shimon says, "Kaf mos nine shetiloya al shulei hamecham." If it's mibifnim, tamei. If you put it on the inside, the whole pot becomes tamei. Mibachutz. You put it on the outside, the whole pot becomes tar. Toloya al tzida, you put it on the side, either on the inside or the outside, then it's going to be tar. That concludes Chasal Perikhof Dalid. Okay, Perikhof 8. Kolakelim, Sheyesh Lohem Achorayim Votoich. There's an outside and inside. Kegoyin hakodim v'akasosos v'asakin v'yemar tzufim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rebbe Meir says, kol sheyesh lo soy varoy sheyesh lo acharayim v'soich v'chosein lo soy varoy ein lo acharayim v'toich. Hashulchan v'hadilufki yeyesh lo acharayim v'toich. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda.
What do you mean?
Meir says, yeah. Ein lo acharayim v'chein tavla she'ein lo Lizbeis. Okay, so we have a lot
toilet.
Of pictures.
The
that's a table.
Oh, there's the toilet.
One track mark.
I'm confused.
Okay, 7:47. Time to board.
Let's go. We're going. We're playing pirate. Go.
Okay, we have a utensil. Toich akli tar. We have an inside. We have an outside. Rak achori akli tamei. Nofal mashke tomei alachori akli. We have a mashke. See that? It looks like a raindrop. It looks like a tear. Okay? Looks like a little zach. A little zach goes and falls on the outside of the utensil.
So am I reading this or am I reading this?
This. We're reading this now. We already did the Mishnah.
I didn't do it. You did it.
Well, you pay, so
I wasn't paying attention.
Look at the pictures.
But they have an outside.
Okay, so what does that mean?
And an inside.
So what does this all mean? Let's see. According to Kotzus, Asakim, the Hamatzuf, and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Sheyesh Lo Sevaroi, Sheyesh Lo Acharayim. Okay, so let's take a look at the pictures. We have a utensil, Toich, a Kli Tar. We have over here a teeny drop of liquid. This liquid is Tomei. And this liquid is Tomei. Nof Lo Mashka Tomei Al Achori Akli. We have a little drop of liquid.
The drop. And this is a drop.
A drop of liquid.
That's Machshirin. Not Machshir.
Hechshir is only by food. Where are you getting Hechshir from? Hechshir is only by food, only not by Kalim.
Not by Kalim?
No.
No?
Akli becomes Tamei instantly. You don't need Hechshir Mayim to be Tamei.
I can have an outside that's, I know it's, the answer is yes, but you can have a Chayim.
Well, let's see. We're learning this now for the very first time. Let's see. We have over here a drop of liquid. The drop of liquid is Tamei. A drop of liquid that's Tamei now comes in contact with the outside of the utensil. Nafal mashke tamei alachori hakli. A drop of liquid falls on the outside of the utensil. So what does it say? It says rak achori hakli tamei. Only the outside is tamei. But toich hakli, the inside of the kli is tar. Nafal mashke tamei b'soich hakli. Let's say a liquid falls inside the utensil. Nit mokol hakli, the ganze kli. Here, ma'isa. The ikar is the inside. When the inside becomes tamei, it becomes tamei. When you bring inside your
mechtuma.
If you bring inside of you, if you watch the box and you read the blogs and you contaminate the holy neshama, then the mitame. Rabelski said if you go on the internet, he said, you know, it's like going on the internet, it's like going out and cutting open your head. You cut open your head, go to a surgeon. He odetically cuts open your head, and then you go outside into the street and you go to the sewer and you scoop up, you lower with a rope, you lower to the sewer.
Then put it in
schmutz, and you pour it in your head. Would anyone do such a thing like that?
You're crazy.
You guys are crazy. So that's exactly what you're doing when you go on the internet. That's what he said.
You do.
When you go on the internet, you watch, you look at things on the internet.
Right.
You're taking, you're holding a shama. You're holding a shama, and you're poisoning your neshama.
Right. Shmaya and friends.
What do you need it for?
Nope.
He told me not to do it. So who says I do it? I didn't say. I didn't talk about him today.
Today? Okay. We won't get into it. You know not to do it. You
okay.
Know which one? I have to tell you. Okay.
If you metame the inside, the gan zach is tame. If on the outside, then nothing happens. Okay, let's see. Kol hakelim yesh tchem achrayim v'tokim. Outside and the inside. Kol adinim kishnit mu'al yidei mashke. There's a difference of halacha. Halacha, if it goes on the inside or the outside. Me'achrayim yidei mashke, me'achrayim. Midinim kishnit mu'al yidei mashke, mitocham. If liquid is on the outside, only the outside is tummy. On the inside, everything becomes tummy. Me'natere. Okay. Okay, so here is the chiddush. This is a very very important halacha. A lot of you say this here. You know, this is very important for the daf. The gemara you have to know the daf. These mamash you say this. The liquid here is a rishain.
Okay.
We're not dealing here with liquid that is navatoma. Liquid can be navatoma. But when do you have liquid being navatoma? The saliva of a zava or yoledes.
Okay.
What's the problem?
Saliva.
Why do you cringe? Why saliva is not disgusting? It's very healthy, saliva. It has healing properties. Healing properties. Especially, Mara says, especially saliva in the morning before you eat. Before you eat, when it's potent.
Really? Morning saliva is the best?
Yeah.
So why don't I spit it out?
It's potent.
Drink it.
Okay, so you have over here saliva. So saliva can be an avatoma. Zav yoledes has saliva or any other liquids that come from the body of a zava or yoledes or mitzora have the status of an avatoma. But we're not discussing that. We're discussing liquid that came in contact with an avatoma. A sheretz. There was a dead sheretz. Okay, a dead sheretz is walking around.
You saw a
dead sheretz. No, that was a live sheretz. A dead sheretz. It was walking around.
You saw it?
I saw a creature. I don't know what I saw. What you claim it was a raccoon. What's a raccoon?
I never saw a raccoon. You never went to camp?
No. I didn't want to camp, but I don't know what a raccoon is. What's a raccoon?
You never watched the Nature Channel or something? You only watched Studio?
What's Nature Channel?
You only watched Lincoln's Island?
We have here liquid. What is liquid? Liquid is a rishon l'tumah. We're dealing with liquid which came in contact with a sheretz. A sheretz is an avatumah. And the liquid made contact with a dead sheretz. So the liquid is a rishon. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
Does a rishon have the koyach to be metame adam v'kelim? Does it? Tell me. You tell me. I'm asking you a question. Does a rishon have a koyach to metame adam v'kelim? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. An adam, a human being, and a utensil, the natur, can only become tame when in contact with an avatama. There is no way a human being or a utensil can contract tama by contact with a rishon. Only with an avatama. So my question to you is, therefore, if you have a liquid, and the liquid is a rishon, and the rishon makes contact with a human being, or in this case a utensil, is the utensil tame or tar? Absolutely tahor. Okay? However, the Rabbanon have come along and said, we acknowledge, it's true in our Torah, but we are going to enact a takana, that if a liquid is a rishon and makes contact with a human being or with a utensil, it becomes tameh. Why did the Rabbanon do that? Why do they do that? gezeira because of mashke hazava hazava. Because if we're going to say that we're going to maintain the halacha d'araisa, that a liquid cannot contract tumah, cannot cause tumah to something that it makes contact with, then people are going to make a mistake. I think that the saliva of a zav, zavi, lettuce, mitzara, also does not contract tumah. And that's not true. Because in that instance, the liquid is an afa tumah. So in order not to differentiate between this type of liquid, that type of liquid, Chazal said all liquids are going to contract tumah. Got it?
Yep.
However, because Rabbanan did want to make sure that you don't make a mistake, I think that the Tumah Deraisa, the Tumah Derabbanan, they made over here a very unique takana that's only metal and liquid on the inside, not on the outside. In order to remind you that the tumah of a liquid touching utensils is going to metame, they made a takana that it's only metame when it makes contact on the inside. But if it makes contact with the outside of the utensil, only the outside becomes tameh, not the inside. Okay, so the whole thing is the gezer de rabbanon, and Chazal were very careful in how they made this gezer in order to keep you in the right, to keep you on your toes, to make sure you know all the halachas. Got it?
Yeah.
So let's see inside. Min ha-teireh, according to Torah law, kli einay mikabel tumah ella mi'af ha-tumah. Min ha-teireh, kli is lo mikabel tumah ha-tumah. V'chu na'aseh rishon, and he becomes a rishon l'tumah. V'chachomim, the sages, the wise sages, goshu shikabel kli tumah mimashke tumah. They were going to say that a utensil should become tumah from shikabel kli tumah mimashke tumah. Okay? The liquid. The mashk matzmeim nechshav l'rishoyim, the mashk matzmeim l'rishoyim l'tumah, the mele makes the utensil sheni l'tumah. V'akli, and if it's a sheni, if you put truma inside the utensil, the utensil becomes a shlishi. V'akli pois, plus a truma, also a shlishi l'tumah. Good? That's it. But only on the outs, on the inside, not on the outside. Okay, let's see. Good. Akonim, v'aksosos, v'asakim, v'amashim. We have three different examples. All of these things are the same. This is called a car, a pillow, a blanket, and this is a sack and a marsuf. This illustration, it represents four different types of things. Okay? Kinegad the arbabonim. The chacham, the rosh, the tam, shen elishol. Yotzeis v'itzat v'gvalt v'lakachti. Chesed, avoida, Torah, geula. Four different things. Are you familiar with these little concepts I'm referring to?
Yeah, but there's nothing to do with car.
Okay, there's a car, ksasa, sak, and martsufim. I told you, say this at Torah. Ask Rabbi Shur. He'll even prove that what I'm saying is correct through the gematrias. Whether it's regular, or atbash, or whether it's shemavaya, yudke, vavke, there are 12 combinations of yudke, vavke. I'm sure we can work it out. By hook or by crook? Okay?
Yeah.
Tell them, go today and tell them that you learned. There's something called Kodim, Ksosis, Mashkin, and Martsufin. Can I get the Arbob on him? Or can I get the Shem Havaya? Can you explain to me what that means?
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask him a question like that. I want to ask him a question, very like a way out question. And he told me he has to think about it. I asked him about 24. I asked him about something about 24. So he says he has to think about it.
Okay, it was nice to
give you
a...
You know what I do sometimes? Let's go. Let's go. Four things. So what is it over here? Hasak. You could... The sort of all of these things is that you can... Like a pillowcase.
Yeah.
You can put...
A pillow blanket, what?
You can reverse it. You can reverse it inside out. You could, right? Yeah, like a pillowcase. Do you always put the pillowcase?
Or blanket could be used on the inside and on the outside.
Outside, right? You could inside outside, right? You could reverse it.
Not reverse it, but you use it this way and you can use it the other way. Both sides. Both sides. I'm trying to say.
Right, like you.
No,
can,
I'm
you,
trying to say that you could. This a blanket could be. There's one side.
I don't think it means that. I think it means you can take
inside
you
can, out.
You can, inside out.
You,
can,
know, you can't do that.
Either. No, we're saying you can. These four things. Look at this. You can turn this sack. Inside out. Hasak royal lohivchoy vlasois toichoy lachoda vachov lotoicha.
Yeah, but not a kesis, you can't.
Why not kesis? The same thing as a sack, you fill it with soft stuff. So you take out all the soft stuff and you turn it inside and you fill it back up with all the soft stuff. You have feathers inside or you have some wool inside. So you reverse it inside out and then you put the stuff back inside. Let's see. Nafal mashke atame al achayref. A drop book from the outside. Rabbi Yehuda hareza kechol kli shet nitmu achayref shaloi nitmu v'sechoin. Rabbi Yehuda, when it touched the outside, it has no effect on the inside.
Like any other kli.
Like any other kli. Rabbi Meir, when it comes to a sack, a car, all these four things,
you turn it inside out.
So therefore, if a drop of liquid touches the outside, automatically the inside is tummy. There we come to this mandi, and it says, what are toivoros? Toivoros are straps. Belt, a gartel. Look at that, gartel. Yeah, machmas chatoivorois ein roy lohav. Because of the tovim, because of these straps, we have laces. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and we have a strap.
Yeah. You have a lot of loops, and you have a strap. Go ahead. Toivorois are loops.
Loops. One loop, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we have over here a belt that goes inside. Machmas chatoi varois. Ein roi lohoifcha. You can't.
Because it has the loops, right? And the belt, so you won't turn it inside out.
The ash of tzad achoyov yishamish tomid ke achoyak. Now it's always going to be on the outside. Okay? Nitmu achayrav, loy nitmu toichay, kichol shor hakliya kibul. If the outside becomes tummy, the inside becomes tummy. Nav mashka tummy al achayrav, liquid touch the outside, nothing's going to happen. Okay, so that's these pictures. Okay, we're out of time. We have to stop now. It's very, very late. Okay, we